This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
The Boston Marathon bombing has become an indelible part of the collective memory of this city. In the weeks and months since April 15th, many Bostonians have chosen to remember that day with an equally indelible memorial on their own bodies. They've gotten tattoos, inked by local professional artists who donated the proceeds to the One Fund Boston.
Ready?
Now, a local photographer is documenting these tributes on skin in a project called Bled for Boston.
All right, let's see what we get here.
Radio Boston producer Dina Rosendorf visited a recent photo shoot that took place just 3 blocks from the bombing site near Copley Square.
It's like American Gothic of the 21st century. I like it.
My tattoo is this anchor right here. It's actually like a U.S. Navy design, but we tailored it to be for Boston.
In the weeks and months after the horrific events of April 15, Jasmine Scott, like many Bostonians, sought to commemorate her love for the city in the most permanent way possible.
I asked the artist to do something traditional, and he stuck with the black, red, and yellowish tones, and I really like how it came out. It's on my upper thigh.
Her boyfriend, Dan Given, was also inked.
It's on the shin. It's like a shield with the eagle and an anchor. And it says Boston on the scroll.
And it's got some really amazing colors. There's orange, red, blue, gray.
I love the color work. I just told the artist to do whatever he thought would work.
Why did you get it?
Well, I heard there was going to be like a fundraiser for this shop and a few others in the area in Boston. The shop we went to is actually in Portsmouth, Maine. But all the profits were donated to the One Fund.
We waited a long time because there were so many people that wanted to get tattoos, and we got out of there at like 1 maybe, and it was just, I don't know, a cool feeling that the shop said we'll stay open as late as you guys want.
I think that looks great.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Awesome.
The color like suddenly like just kind of pops
out of
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That the spotlight thing.
Yeah.
Salem photographer Chris Padgett got his own memorial tattoo, the Boston city skyline etched onto his forearm.
I was sitting in the lobby at Good Mojo Tattoo in Beverly where I got my Boston-themed tattoo done. I kept seeing people coming through in and out, young couples, you know, getting the same tattoo in the same spot. And it just occurred to me that, you know, there are a lot of people that were, you know, touched, affected, however you want to put it, by what happened in the Marathon Monday. And wanted to express it somehow, and that's the way they chose, and I thought it'd be neat to take pictures of them.
Okay, let's do a couple for realsies right here. I'm going to kind of rip a few off. Don't feel like you have to give me the big smile, just, you know, whatever is comfortable.
Chris Padgett has already photographed more than 39 people for his Bled for Boston exhibition. Right? It will go on display at the Boston Center for Adult Education in April, in the lead-up to the first anniversary of the marathon bombings. He says some of the people he's captured were directly affected by the blasts. Others simply wanted to show their solidarity with the city and its victims.
It's been a little bit of everybody. A fair number of people were actually running the marathon and were stopped along the way. One young lady whose picture I haven't gotten yet and who really kind of inspired this whole thing has Boston Strong in blue and gold tattooed on her neck. I mean, for all the world to see. So there's a lot of Red Sox bees and a lot of Bruins, you know, spoked bee logos, but they're usually followed with Strong or, you know, the marathon ribbons. One guy whose picture I took the other day has a huge marathon ribbon down the back of his upper arm, but in there are the initials of his 6 friends who were injured in the blasts.
Chris Padgett says he also hopes to photograph the father of one of the bombing victims, 29-year-old Crystal Campbell.
He has her portrait tattooed very prominently on his chest. You know, it's one of those things where that's extremely personal and, you know, obviously, I mean, literally over his heart. So I'd like people to know that she has been commemorated in that way.
We were in Medical Tent A, which is right near the finish line, when the bombs went off.
Nurse Rachel Cockerline was volunteering for the 3rd year in a row at the Boston Marathon with 5 of her colleagues from Lowell General Hospital.
So they brought a bunch of victims into the tent, and we helped, you know, stabilize some wounds, start IVs, and get them into the ambulances as they came.
She says getting a matching memorial tattoo was cathartic for her and her friends. a way they could unite and pay tribute to their shared experience.
It's something that's never going to go away in our minds. So we decided that it was something kind of in honor and memory and, you know, what we had to do that day to have it permanently on us.
Tell me a bit about your tattoo. Where is it and what does it look like?
Mine's on my left shoulder. I wanted it on my shoulder because I wanted it kind of always sitting there. And four people have it on their legs, and one person has it on her rib cage. It says Boston Strong with the marathon leaves with a caduceus in the middle with a nurse's cap that says RN and then the date on the bottom. So within the marathon leave, the wreath, six of them are a different color to represent the six of us.
Do you guys feel that you'll forever be bonded?
Yes, definitely. We being there together has been a great support. We were able to talk with each other when, you know, something upsets us or something that even, you know, close family members can't really understand. It very much made us feel that we did something good because it's been hard to feel that way. So the tattoo is kind of a reminder of the good thing that we did that day.
Our story was reported by Radio Boston's Dina Rosendorf. You can see some of the tattoos Chris Padgett has photographed at our website, radioboston.org. This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer, in for Anthony Brooks. And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. We'll be right back.